Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
We take fantasies which for thousands of years belong to the religious realm, overcoming death or are merging with the universe or spirit, and suddenly we start talking about them in a more technical perspective as something that can be achieved, not after we die, but with the help of supernatural beings, but in this very life with the help of technology. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in this magical, magnanimous, magnificent, majestic, marvelous, metaphysical, miraculous, mind-awakening, mind-boggling, and mind-blowing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, here with you yet again for what I like to say is our soul adventures of life, and to offer you an inspiring episode to explore, discuss, and discover the many diamonds within each and every one of us and the many diamonds in our world that have yet to be revealed. So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, kick back, sit back, or lie back. Take in a nice, deep, healing, peaceful, and cleansing breath. Allow our thoughts to move into the present moment. And let us prospect together as we discuss today's show topic, which is all going to be about supernatural. Ooh, or is it supernatural? Maybe it's just natural. And that's what we're going to talk about here on this episode of Inspired Living. And I always remind us, as we dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and let's go discover that diamond within. I do want to just say thank you and give a big shout out, of course, to all of you Inspired listeners out there listening either to this live broadcast or catching us over wherever you find your favorite podcast, whatever platform that may be, because Inspired Living is streaming through most of them, not all of them, but I'd say probably 90% of the platforms out there. So if you do catch us on one of those platforms, make sure to download it, leave a review, give it a thumbs up, give it a recommendation, because it's because of you as our Inspired listeners and the Inspired Listening community, with members all around the globe, you have made Inspired Living a best inspirational podcast to listen to since 2021. So we've been through our third, even though we've been on the air for eight seasons, in our third, this is our third season of being ranked and rated as a best inspirational podcast. And this list features some very inspirational people. So we want to say thank you. I'm always humbled for all of our listeners out there and our subscribers and leaving review. And again, we really appreciate it and we really appreciate you. We like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration. And our message here at Inspired Living, with everything that's going on in our world, it's a reminder to be inspired, to inspire others, and to inspire before we expire. But do we really expire? What if on today's conversation, we're talking all about supernatural? What if we don't expire? You know, the concept is, what if we were never born? And if we were never born, do we ever really die? And we'll talk more about that as far as what supernatural is. It's something I've been thinking about for a little bit on having this solo podcast, because we've had a lot of great interviews with amazing people over the last few months, and supernatural topic just kept coming up. And I was like, let's talk about supernatural, because is it really supernatural? Or is the concept that we've created, is it more of a natural process that we just don't understand, whether it's lack of education, whether it's conscious bias, whether it's learned behavior, whether it's a religious belief? Perhaps it's just us not identifying or understanding that this whole thing that some may call the reality, perception is reality, as they say, or the matrix, that perhaps this whole thing is not supernatural. Perhaps it's just natural, and we're going to explore in this episode to go deeper, to philosophize or have that perspective in the spiritual path that I wasn't always a part of. It was through my soul adventures and my experiences that started to have me prospect to go deeper for a lot of these unknowns or a lot of these supernatural. You may have even heard the term paranormal. So we add para to the normal process. For me, years ago, when I started down this journey to understand, I wanted to get, is it really a real concept, or is it just make-believe? Is it BS, or is it, and I came to this through great trauma and tragedy. And over the years, I can tell you today with my education, my teachers that I've learned from, the places I've gone and the studies I've done, the meditations I've had, it is real, and it's not supernatural. It's actually very natural. It's not paranormal. It's normal. It's our lack of understanding. It's our lack of, looking at this world with, just the physical eye. And I always remind people, if you've ever followed the podcast or followed my teachings or done a workshop, I always remind people that we have three eyes in life. Two to look, those are the physical eyes that see the physical world. Again, perception is reality, what you see with your physical eye. But then we have this one eye that sees, that allows us to see past the veil, allows us to look beyond what is the physical reality. We call that the third eye. And I just want to give a big shout out to everybody that stopped by my booth this weekend at the Conscious Wellness and Gem Show Expo. It's the one expo that I do twice a year here in Seattle. Did a lot of readings over the weekend. It was very busy, but I want to just give a big shout out to you as well. Say thank you for stopping by, maybe getting a reading, getting a hug, getting a smile, and just reminding people when we have readings that those three eyes that we have in life, two to look, one to see. I asked one of my clients during the reading. I said, "Do you know why we call it the third eye?" And she said something about, "Oh, it's a protective measure." And I said, "Well, actually, It's actually part of the natural process and makeup of the human anatomy. And it's called the third eye because it ties directly. And the third eye is what we'd also, from history past, call the brow chakra. So if you just, point to your head and you push on the center right in between your eyebrows, if you still have them, maybe some of you don't. I know that mine are getting thinner. You press on that third eye and you activate the third eye or the brow chakra. And that actually, if you were just to visualize going inside the brain to the center of the brain, it's called the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is a almond-shaped gland in the center of the brain that gets a lot of attention. Whether you know that or not, but from an anatomy and physiology standpoint, it uses a lot of blood flow from the heart coming directly off the aorta and goes up to the brain. It also gets calcified because it's protecting itself, constantly getting attacked. But the actual makeup of this almond-shaped gland called the pineal gland is not only in the shape of an eye, but it has liquid around it. It actually has like a cornea-style tissue. So that's why we call it the third eye. And it's within the brain that allows us to connect to something bigger than ourselves. And when we don't understand the connection, this is where we get into the words of phenomenon, or we get into the words of supernatural, or we get into the words of paranormal. It's just an interesting exploration to go within, to search the human body and how capable and how amazing the body is. And we've done past episodes talking about the pineal gland. We've talked about neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to rewire itself. We've had many different shows talking about metaphysics and the auric field and the energy. And one of the things that I love to remind people is where energy flows, attention goes. Where energy flows, attention goes. So taking a deep breath, let's work into this episode. Put your attention into the words that you hear vibrating off your ears. And let's set a tone for a very inspirational podcast today, because as I look out into our world, my reality with the two eyes that I do see in the physical world, there is a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of trauma and tragedies that are taking place within our planet. It hasn't really changed. The history is always of our planet has always been of violence. And I always say the world is a vampire, if you know the song. And it's just the difference is, like I said, to open up the show, is we are connecting through the help of technology. Now, that's a good thing, but it's also can be overwhelming. And it can, you know, from things that we see on the news cycles, the social media platforms, there's a lot coming out of us which can drive through the technology, which I have, you know, said for a few years now in our roaring 20s, technology would become this new religion, AI, artificial intelligence, robotics, as we make our way to outer space, as we start to realize that we're not alone in the universe. But the connection to how we are all connected, we're very disconnected, so much so in history that it's causing a lot, the divide, the different opinions, and it's creating separation, it's creating isolation. And then we throw a global pandemic that we're coming out of now, just a few years out of this global pandemic, we can see this age of transformation starting to take shape. Now, for those of us that have been talking about this for a while now, myself included, you can go back and listen to, you know, former podcasts that I have done about the Roaring 20s, about the great digital transformation, the metaverse, if you will. And I see a lot of, even though it doesn't look like it now, ahead of us, I see great transformation. And I was just saying earlier how, you know, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the butterfly calls a new beginning. And I do set that intention, and part of my work and the work that I do is to put that ripple effect out. So maybe you're listening to this now live, but maybe you're listening to this a few years down the road, just like you can go back and listen to the past episodes that I've done when I've talked about these types of topics, supernatural, paranormal, phenomenon, mediumship, psychic, intuition, metaphysics, and that can be listened to even though that was done a few years ago. The timeline is catching up to what I was talking about. And in this roaring 20s, we will see great transformation. And I would just remind you to maybe limit yourself to what you take in. Again, the two eyes that see the physical world, maybe start becoming aware in mindfulness and discipline to really say, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, do a little bit of news today, or I'm just going to do a little bit of social media. They're starting to realize through studies, through science, that social media is being classified today as, you know, the tobacco industry that got in a lot of trouble, you know, years ago. And we'll look back at this on the social media, the misinformation, the disinformation, the gaslighting, the cognitive dissonance, everything that has been streaming through the platforms of social media. At some point, we'll look back at that and say that was very detrimental to our society, to our community, to our democracy. But one of the things that I've, you know, have talked about is I know that there's a lot of conversations on AI, artificial intelligence. And one of the things, one of the positive things, and I've been reading a lot about this and studying a lot about this, one of the positive things about AI, it's going to start creating, so we're actually getting information that is factual and correct. You know, the debate, is a planet round? Is the planet flat? You know, is the sky blue? Is the sky red? Is this guy corrupt or is this guy not corrupt? You know, these types of things will actually start to get filtered out through artificial intelligence. And of course, we go to that fear, Hollywood mindset of movies we've seen. Like when we talk about supernatural, it's always scary. I don't find it to be scary, just like I don't find AI to be scary, just like I didn't find the internet to be scary when the internet started to come out in the late 90s to the public. It had been in development for years in the late 1980s, for almost 10 years before it was released to the public. AI is the same thing. The problem with AI, it's being put into the wrong hands, in you know, the hands of humans, right? Because AI is not sentient. It doesn't think. Computers don't think. So it's not your Terminator. It's not becoming self-aware. It's the AI put into the hands of, you know, people that have, you know, ill intentions of doing or creating. And we'll see that as well. But one of the things we're going to see with AI in this technology revolution that we're experiencing, this renaissance that I've talked about, that we're going to learn more in our next 30 years than we will in the next 300 years. That's quite a glass to drink down of information and knowledge. But one of the things that I want to do as we talk about the supernatural and talk about the paranormal and talk about the phenomenon of things that we, you know, not necessarily see or understand, it's a reminder that just because we don't see it with those two physical eyes that I was just talking about, it doesn't mean that it's not there. And we know through our history, if we look back, the microscope, the telescope, the James Webb telescope, the Hubble telescope, Kepler telescope, all of these inventions of technology has allowed us to peer in or to go deeper to see things that we can't see with the human eye. I'm thinking of even just the MRI machine, you know, being able to go within the human body and not see with the physical eye the bones and the muscles and the ligaments. But we have a machine and technology that Nikola Tesla was working back way before the turn of the century. He was one of the first to actually take an x-ray of his foot. And so we can actually look within even though the physical eyes can't see that. So it's just a reminder, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And when we start talking about supernatural becoming more of a natural process, if you start to think in the terms of energy, frequency, vibration, you'll start to see that there's a whole language there. There's a whole way of the universe, whatever your belief system is, you know, God or universe or spiritual or ascended masters or inspirers or your angels or your guides or your entourage. I mean, lots of different connotations, lots of different labels to go by. But when you start to see the world like I did years ago, because I didn't subscribe to this. I didn't buy into this woo-woo. I didn't buy into this spiritual stuff. Actually, I thought when I first had my first experience, I was thinking of, you know, the call 1-800 psychic Wanda, right? I didn't subscribe to that because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand even the meaning of the word psychic. When people ask me, Mark, are you a psychic? And I just had this conversation on Monday when I was at getting one of my appointments. And she goes, I hear you're a psychic. And I said, well, what's your definition of a psychic? Because that just helps the conversation flow or maybe give a different perspective, because I'm not going to tell you as a professional psychic, I'm not going to tell you the winning lottery numbers. I'm not going to tell you when you're going to die. The spirit world could care less about, you know, paper and currency. And if you think about it, we take trees and we chop them down, turn them into paper, and then write on the paper, save the trees. That's what we do as humans. So the whole concept right there is completely backwards. So when I asked her, what's your definition of psychic? She really didn't know how to answer that, because you could tell that she was in her mind thinking, well, to tell the future. No, I don't tell people the future. And when they say that to me, whether it's in a reading or just a general conversation I was having, I always go back to the great Abraham Lincoln. In fact, I have it here in my studio, and it says, one of the best things about the future is it comes one day at a time. I'm trying to read it here in the window, but the actual sun is coming into my studio. So I'm like trying to, what's that bright glow here in Seattle that's coming through my window here on a November day? And it's just a reminder that the best part about our future is it comes one day at a time. To be in the present moment, to become aware of your emotions and become aware maybe of the things unseen in the present moment. And so that's just a reminder when the word, you know, when we talk about the word psychic, the word psychosis really goes to the Greek root of the soul. Nothing supernatural about that. And that's what we're talking about today. It's not supernatural. It's pretty natural. It's just it's us not understanding as humans what we're experiencing. And the best way to go through something like this, you can listen to me all day long, but until you go through it, that is the best way to have a soul adventure, to experience some of the phenomenon, some of the paranormal, some of the supernatural that I've gone through the years and experienced and witnessed both with the physical eye and the third eye, have felt, have seen, have known. And it has changed my concept to be like, it's not supernatural. It's not paranormal. It's not a phenomenon. It's just we can't sometimes decipher it. Sometimes we can't define it. And what do humans want to do? What does the ego mind want to do? It wants to define. It wants to label. It wants to give a definition. It wants to, you know, do all these things that sometimes we may never get the answer. And that's okay. So I do want to just say a big shout out to, again, our inspired listeners for following us this year. I know it's been a very transformative year. And again, you may be feeling a lot of uncertainty. So coming back to being mindful, being in the present moment, practicing the pause, all the things that we talk about here on Inspired Living, and maybe limiting what you're watching, because the, you know, especially if you're a sensitive or an empath, you know, watching the events of the world unfold can be very overwhelming, and it's okay to have compassion, but don't let that compassion become, you know, toxic compassion or toxic empathy, where it actually overruns your ability to do good in the world, to be a light in the world, to, you know, starts with you. We want to change the world, right? But it has to start with us. And one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to read One of the prayers that I go to, and for some of you, you may believe in prayer, you may not believe in prayer, and that's okay. But I'm a big believer on prayer and both meditation. And here on Inspired Living, we like to say that we're a buffet, a smorgasbord, if you will. We lay things out just like if you go to a buffet at a restaurant. And there are certain things in the buffet you may like the mashed potatoes, the cream corn, the jello, the chocolate pudding. But there are things in the buffet that you may not subscribe to and want, and like the cauliflower. I'm not a big cauliflower fan, or the broccoli, or the carrots, or I'm trying to think what don't I like in the buffet. But what I like to do is present a perspective, because the spiritual strengthening is our ability to shift our perspective. And the best way to start experiencing what we call today supernatural is to go and explore and prospect for things that you don't necessarily understand. That could be, experiences. One of the examples that I've used, I'm going to read this prayer here in a second, is we have studied in our group, in my development group, we've studied the top 10 religions from around the world. And, to gain perspective of, just because I'm born here in, the United States of America, here in Seattle, Washington, which is very influenced by Catholicism or Christianity, it's not the same perception and perspective of somebody, let's say, raised in the Middle East or halfway across the world in China. So it's very important to start learning and prospecting and become aware of all the different perspectives out there, because you'll start to see that it's not so much supernatural or paranormal. It's actually a normal process. It's just not under us understanding. And so the prayer that I want to set today, because prayer is thought going out, and I have a lot of thoughts to our world and a lot of people that's going on with the different wars around the world. And meditation is listening back. And so what I love to do with my shows is put that thought process out. And sometimes the through meditation, it comes back to me. Maybe it's a story. Maybe it's like today, the supernatural topic that I'm talking about came to me through meditation. So prayer is thought going out. Meditation is listening back for that response. And the prayer that I want to read today and set the intent to put out that positive vibration is the prayer of St. Francis Assisi. Some of you may know it. Some of you may be hearing it for the first time, but the words I found in my journey, along with the Serenity Prayer, again, whatever your definition of God is, I don't tell people who or what God is because I personally don't know. I just know from a supernatural or natural process that there is life after death based on the communications or the after-death communications of what I do. And it says this: where there is hatred within, train your mind to sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Do not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, or to be loved as to love. For it's in giving that we receive. It's in pardoning that we are pardoned. And by letting go of the concept of a separate self, that we are born to eternal life. And there's a quote from Johannes Eckhart that says this: if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is, quote, thank you, it will be enough. Because it is the journey of life. It is to come here to experience, we go into our first break here in a sec. But when people talk about different religions and talk about the concepts and the fears and the dogmas and the controls and, the heaven and the hell, I can tell you through my journey of becoming a spiritualist, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual, and there's a big difference there. It's really understanding when I ask people, where in your mind is heaven? And again, we go to that pineal gland, that internal connection to source, the connection that connects us to our heart. Literally, the brain connects to the heart through the blood flow to the pineal gland. And when you realize that the connection is so much bigger than ourselves, and that there really is no heaven or hell, and I know some people be saying, oh my gosh, did Mark just say that? I don't subscribe to an actual physical place of a going up to a cloud or going down to a pit of fire. These are religious concepts that have been created to instill fear, dogma, and control. I actually subscribe to, based on my experiencing of the supernatural, having my own near-death experience. I've had an NDE. And a lot of times when we ascend up out of our bodies, that's why we think heaven's up. But metaphysically, I just want you to take this point. Metaphysically, there is no up or down in our world, because if we go past our planet, as you look up at the blue sky, we're a round planet going around a big ball of fire in a universe and space that's mathematically incomprehensible. They thought they'd figured it out by billions of years, and then the James Webb telescope technology goes out and says, you guys were wrong by about 9 billion years. About where you're at today listening to this podcast, and look up and say, is there really a heaven up? Is there a hell down? Or perhaps it's not any of those, and it's just all around. It's a natural process to experience that world within our world. It's not supernatural, nothing to be scared of. You know, a lot of people want to go to those fear-based Hollywood movies. You look, if you just look up the top 10 supernatural movies on IMDb, or, you know, go out and search it on the internet, they're going to be scary. They're going to be filled with fear and, you know, death and dying. I always tell people on the journey of, you know, whether it's spiritualism or psychic or mediumship, it's not a magic trick done for applies. It's a spiritual endeavor that aims to heal, console, uplift, empower, and validate our existence beyond our physical body. So today we're talking about the supernatural. It's not very super, it's just very natural. And I hope that you will start to explore and discover through body, mind, and spirit for your own soul adventure, because that is really the best way to start having this education and this connection to something bigger than ourselves. So we're going to go to our first and only break for today. And when we come back, we're going to pick up and talk about supernatural. So stick around. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is Inspired Living Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. IOM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of IOM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of IOM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on IOM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger.
I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. This is Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Today, we are talking about supernatural. It's not supernatural. It's all natural. We just usually don't understand it. What we don't understand leads us to a place of judgment, fear, misunderstanding, isolation, and it's really just supernatural, paranormal. Supernatural, take the word off super, just call it natural, take the word para. It's just normal. There are phenomena out there that we will have answers to in the future, and there is phenomena out there that we will never understand. So one of the things that I like to do and teach people, whether it's through a podcast or my spiritual development group or a workshop, is what I call the SMART TED. Be a SMART TED. And you're like, what in the heck is that? And SMART is an acronym. So I have a background in medicine. I've been in emergency medicine, been a certified healthcare provider for many, many years, over 25 years now. And we always work in acronyms. It's a great way to remember words. And one of the words that has really helped me in my journey is to use the word SMART TED. And the word SMART breaks down to this: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. And then I use the word TED: tell me, explain it to me, describe it to me. Again, SMART, measurable, attainable, realistic, time bound. Tell me, explain it to me, describe it to me. Now, through that process of using SMART TED over the years, when I started to get into the paranormal, the spiritual aspects of both psychic, mediumship, and intuition, and metaphysics, and the clairs, a lot of that didn't measure up, because some of it is not measurable. Some of it is not attainable. Some of it is not time-bound, right? Time-bound is an illusion, a construct created by humans. Think about it. Humans are the only species that measures their life by time. We celebrate going around the sun every year with what we call birthdays. That's a newer concept. Birthdays weren't always celebrated in history past, and a lot of times people didn't know how old they were if we go back in history, because they didn't celebrate the birthday. But we celebrate time, if you think about that. We just set our clocks back, which I hope in the future we'll evolve and not do that, because it gets dark here in Seattle now around 3:30. So we measure our life by time, but a lot of the supernatural is not dictated by time, because time is not linear. It's not a straight line. And that's when maybe you're starting to get into the spiritual pathways, the spiritual understanding. You'll see it from a spiral, the spiritual spiral. Things go usually in a round circle. The lesson repeats until it completes, and what we resist persists. So as I use those acronyms, I still use them in the physical world, you know, my ego and what I'm trying to understand based on the physical reality of what my physical eyes are telling me. But then I throw that all away when I'm dealing with meditation and prayer and my spiritual pathways, and that third eye that starts to open. And so if you actually break the word down, and that's what I love to do, if you ever, you know, are not sure, when I first heard the word psychic, I automatically, my thoughts went to something that I had seen on TV or something I'd seen in a Hollywood movie. I would say start to work on the root of the word, the actual meaning of the word. And so if you go to our Facebook page, and for you listeners out there, you can always follow us on our social media accounts. We're over on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio and Podcasts. We're getting close to 3,000 members worldwide, so thank you for being a part of that community. You can also follow us on Instagram, and what was formerly called Twitter is now called X, and then just look for the name Inspired For Us. That is the number 4, Inspired For Us. And you can go, and what I wanted to do is, when I was thinking about doing this podcast today, this show, I'm like, let's talk about supernatural, because I don't see it as supernatural anymore. I see it as a natural process, and my understanding has changed. Just like when I heard the word psychic all those years ago, the word psychic, it does not mean the same thing, and I don't see, you know, psychic Wanda answering the phone telling me my future and the winning lottery numbers. So the word itself, broken down as an adjective, if I break the word down, supernatural, it's an adjective of relating to or being above or beyond what is natural, unexplainable by natural law or phenomenon. It's abnormal, of pertaining to a characteristics of or attributed to God or a deity. Now that's the adjective of supernatural. The noun, which is a person, place, or thing, is a being, a place, an object, an occurrence, etc. Considered as supernatural or of supernatural origin, that which is supernatural or outside the natural order. Behavior supposedly caused by the intervention of supernatural beings. So that is that source was at dictionary.com, because I was like, I just was curious what the root of this word actually breaks down to, what some of the opinions and labels have been added to supernatural. And if you go and read those words and you get the definition, it's like a lot of this stuff is, you know, attributed to a god or a deity. What about the God within? What about that pineal gland that I was talking about that connects us to something bigger than ourselves, our ability to think, therefore we are, right? So by definition, we are thinking compared to the rest of the species on the planet. I would maybe argue that whales and dolphins and those in the sea and octopus are maybe a little bit smarter than the human species. You know, they live in harmony and still communicate and have all those qualities of intelligence. But as far as, you know, the behavior caused by the intervention of supernatural beings, it's really easy to go off to those thought processes when you hear words like supernatural or paranormal based on what you maybe learned in religion, like I did. I was, you know, taught that hell was a fiery and fiery place to fear, and I don't see that anymore. I don't experience, and, you know, I don't have the education to confirm that based on my own soul adventures. And so, you know, the journey of going within and breaking down these words at the root level may give you a different perspective. And that's part of the buffet I'm laying out, that smorgasbord that I talked about before the break, is laying that out to look at the root of the word itself, and then start to backtrack through history and where and why things are said and why we use the words that we do. You know, I'm going back to Heraclitus that always talked about, quote, much learning does not teach understanding, right? There's a lot of people that, you know, have all these, you know, degrees and education, and, you know, Plato reminds us, people that claim to know it all know nothing at all. So this journey of supernatural is your journey. It's your journey to go within, to examine past your physical five senses of see it, taste it, hear it, see it, taste it, touch it, hear it, smell it, right? To move within your auric field, to move within what spiritualists call the clairs, the clairsentience, the clairvoyance, that third eye, moving past the physical of what the physical eye tells us in reality and what the spiritual eye can really start to tell us, to help us feel it, to help us, you know, move deeper and prospect to say, you know what, it's not supernatural, it's just really natural, right? And I know with everything going on in the world, just remember that, you know, Rumi reminds us, if everything around you seems dark, look again, you may be the light. And part of your spiritual pathways, it might be opening, like it did for me years ago, through the trauma and the tragedy, or what I have written in my book and what I talked to you today about the TNT that blew my life up. It did it to give me a deeper perspective. And I actually did a lecture this weekend about how death has taught me how to live, how to move into kindness, compassion, to be in service, to be that light, even though it seems dark all around us, to have that different perspective. And of course, if you've lost loved ones, I don't use the word lost. I say transition or passed over. We all are going to lose and watch people or fur babies and friends move to the other side. But they're not gone. They're just a thought away, and they're a world within a world. Because if we think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, you start to see the world differently. So I always remind people, be the things you love most about the people who are gone. And that's a great way to connect to them, that after-death communication, that feeling, just, you know, that that coincidence or that synchronicity that happens all the time, especially in spiritualism. You know, Einstein talked about this, you know, coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous. Again, whoever or whatever God is for you. But wherever your fear is, where your fear is, there's your task. And that was, you know, Carl Jung that talked about that, the psychologist, about removing to that fear-based energy. I always like to use the word fear as face everything and rise. Face your fears, move, make that your task to go and say, I don't understand this. Let me look at the root word of what Mark was talking about, to prospect, and maybe have a different understanding to the word supernatural. Because it's not supernatural, y'all. It's actually very natural. It's not paranormal. It's actually very normal. One of my favorite quotes from the late Dr. Wayne Dyer, he said, if you change the way you look at the things in your physical world, in your reality, the things that you look at will start to change. And I can tell you, over the course of my journey, things have changed drastically. And that, you know, that's sometimes hard to face based on the reality of walking in between two worlds like I do today. You know, my, you know, staying in, you know, the realm of this physical world and seeing all the chaos and the violence, But knowing that there's also this other world of love and compassion and community and connection, and where our loved ones and our friends and our family and our fur babies have moved over to, and, you know, trying to find balance in that. You know, thinking is difficult. That's why most people judge, right? So remember that. Don't move to that think process. Move to that that process to not only learn it, but to understand it. Like Heraclitus said, much learning does not teach understanding. And I hate to say this, but there's a lot of people I know that have a lot of degrees, but aren't the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to the actual life, street smarts, if you will. So believe in yourself so much that the universe has no choice but to deliver. I'll say that again. Believe in yourself so much that the universe has no choice but start delivering those coincidences. What I teach on the signs, the symbol, the synergy, that's the spiritual energy of your heart and the energy all around you, because everything is energy. And then they blend. We call that synergy. And then, of course, the synchronicities. So, lot to think about, lot to digest, a lot to prospect for. But, you know, as I said, in this day and age with everything that's going on, start to move to the roots of the word itself. Break it down, prospect, go back in history, learn from history, be a student of history. We realize that history doesn't repeat itself in the same way, but it does have rhyme and rhythms. And so I just want to say, you know, be addicted to the real dopamine, not what's on social media, not what's in the news cycle. And what I mean by be addicted to real dopamine is experience new things. Love the people around you. Eat nourishing food. Live in the moment. Focus on your passion. Give back. Listen to music. Spend time in the sunshine like I'm doing right now here in Seattle. And even if I was to add another to that, the light I see from the sun is not the real light that I'm seeing from the sun. It's 8 minutes ago. That takes 8 minutes for the sun, for the light to travel from the sun to the earth is about 8 minutes. So I'm not really seeing the sun in its moment in real time. I'm seeing the past sun reaching my eyes going, oh, spend time in the sunshine. So just again, another metaphysical thing that you probably didn't think about until you heard this. So you don't understand it? Go prospecting. Understand to learn. But, you know, learn it and go deeper with it and your perspective will start to change. To be addicted to that real dopamine in the brain, that to open up that third eye. These are all things that you can do to start to open up that third eye. Get out in nature. Like I said, listen to music, play a musical instrument, wanting to grow and evolve, make a difference where you can, get a good night's sleep, move your body, but also quiet your mind and meditate, and of course, move into prayer. So you are more, and that's supernatural for me today. You are more, and it's not supernatural. It's a natural process, and if we can tap into that and we can become that, I go back with the quote from Brené Brown, faith is a place of mystery, where we find the courage to believe in what we cannot see and the strength to let go of our fear and of our uncertainty. And that's by the great Brené Brown. So just remember, you are more. You are becoming. Again, what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the butterfly calls a whole new world. A whole new world. So that just flashed in my mind. So ask yourself, what are we progressing towards? The journey. Am I going to change my perception? That end goal. This is all part of our evolution, looking past the physical, blending with the spirit world, your light, your love, your passions, your hope. You are more. So again, it's not supernatural. It's not paranormal. It's very natural and it's very normal. And I hope that you'll take the time to explore through your body, your mind, and your spirit. And until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. And most importantly, wherever you're at in this world, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. And I hope that you'll discover that diamond within. And I'll leave you with this last quote from Albert Hubbard that says this, "The supernatural is the natural not yet understood." And we as spiritualists always like to say, spiritualism is what yet physics hasn't caught up to. So join us next time here on Inspired Living on your Wisdom Wednesday. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Get out in that world. Be that light. Set that intention. And we'll see you next time here for another inspiring episode of Inspired Living Radio. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Take care. Much love. Namaste.